The Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
All right, welcome here to Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson. Sitting in for Damian today is David Lockhart.
Hey, folks, good afternoon. Happy Friday to you. I am so privileged and honored to sit in the seat that the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Damian Anderson, I'm sitting in for him today. Folks, how y'all doing today? The resident prognosticator, Dave Lockhart. And you know what, folks? I'm going to run with it. I'm about to run with this. Welcome to Planet Gridiron, folks. Friday, happy Friday to you. You know we talk all things sport, but primarily we are a football-dominated show. To shout out to my man, the auctioneer, Mr. Roland Hills, and welcome to our good friend, buddy, to the show, Mr. Neil Robbins. Neil, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, David. Thanks so much.
Neil's the voice of the Buffaloes.
Oh, yes. You know I'm definitely going to give
voice
a shout
of the
out.
Stadium.
So folks, pay attention. You're going to have on the mic today in studio with us the voice for what? The JV, the ninth grade.
They Tempe, love varsity, too. Then.
Varsity shout out to the Tempe Buffalo Man of the Year, Neil Robbins.
I don't know about all that. But all right.
Hey, man. Hey.
I wish some of that would rub off on the team.
I
losing 65-0.
Hey, man, they have their struggles. Wait till they're seniors, though, man.
Struggles.
All kick in.
Struggles.
Hey, folks. Well, you know, hey, it is football season, so, you know, we're going to definitely have
it's
to talk
on.
About football
yeah,
on
man.
The agenda. So we got at least NFL going on. Obviously, we're going to talk a little college football here, and, you know, we'll make a little tour around the world on some of these other sports. So let's set it out with the number one sport probably for all, any and all people out there listening, cycling.
What about cycling? Bicycle?
Yeah. What do you think? Alberto Contador, he's the three-time winner of the Tour de France.
Uh-huh.
He won this past Tour de France in 2010.
Steroids.
And now we're here. He tested positive.
Oh, did he?
He did test positive during the actual race, in fact.
Do you think they all do it?
Yeah. I'm let's just be real with this. This seems
you're getting
to be
it out in the open. You're getting it out in the open.
Let's go ahead and
be honest.
I think
it's out there. I think it's
no,
out
no. But you know what else is so curious? Well, not necessarily curious, but he apparently tested positive for a banned drug, clenbuterol. Now, I don't know what that is other than it's performance enhancing.
Did he know he was taking it?
No, that's the thing. Guess how he allegedly got this in his system, folks?
McDonald's.
He ate a steak.
I was close.
He ate a steak on the off day, and apparently that is the reason why he is testing positive for the banned substance, clenbuterol.
Because they were injecting the beef with it?
I'm wondering.
I thought these guys were all organic, you know, in their training. You know, they got to go to... Yeah.
They're organic, all right. they're organic.
You're not supposed to eat processed beef, you know?
Well, no, I mean, it's just, once again, we're dealing with a sport that has so much negativity surrounded by the use of steroids.
Yeah.
And I
let's think about it. You get on a bike and ride for how many days?
Right. That's exactly what I'm saying. You think about the Tour de France.
Chase some guy with a yellow shirt on.
2 weeks.
Huh?
2 weeks and you're going over mountains, hills, whatever for 100 mile plus riding a day.
Breathing all that exhaust fumes from the cars.
Them buses.
The cameras.
In Europe.
So now all
narrow
this,
roads.
So think about that now. So human beings are supposed to do that, but yet they ain't got a little gusto in their gusto. No little extra pep. no extra petrol in the pep.
Yes.
Come on. Hey, as Chris Carter would say, come on, man.
Yep.
I just think it's impossible for these people to achieve what they're achieving with respect to this bicycle riding without some performance enhancing, some PEDs, folks. Thoughts, Roland?
Well, if that's what it is, that's what it is. They ought to just legalize it, let them kill themselves. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if that's what they want to do, if they think that winning is that important, you know, let them do it.
And it seems to be going...
Because it's kind of individual, isn't it? Or do they
no, it's actually
team.
Team. It yeah? actually is a team. It's a team. I don't necessarily understand the concepts, and that's why we're going to move on from cycling. Don't necessarily understand all the concepts.
It's swim season, too, ain't it?
Is it?
Well, maybe the name of the game is to not get caught. You know, I mean, that's...
Well, isn't that the name?
Everybody's doing it, and now the bar is raised to a point where you just don't get caught.
Yeah.
That's part of the sport.
You know,
all right, let's talk a little football.
Let's do that. Now, because I am so much in love with the college game. I want to lead in with the college game.
Go right ahead.
Because we
go
have
right
a
ahead.
Bunch of great college games
I'll be
on the
right
agenda.
Over here.
And coming from the A, the South, dirty that is. I am very much partial, and DA knows this.
Is that
too.
For Arizona?
No, Atlanta. The real A-Town. I'm very much partial to the SEC. And we, folks, we got a big game this week. We got Alabama versus Florida in Tuscaloosa.
Whoa. Who you got?
I got Bama, baby. Did anybody watch the Bama game versus Arkansas last week? Anybody?
In and out.
I've heard
in and out.
About it. Okay. Yeah.
All right. All right. From Alabama, it just appeared to be so seasoned, so comfortable, regardless of what position they were in, whether they were from the lead or they if they were trailing.
They have a young team? Or
well, they're replacing a lot of players. At least seven starters had to be replaced on the defense.
Because? Okay?
Because of graduation.
Oh, okay.
Matriculation,
right.
As they would call it. Okay. But to you be quite
that,
honest.
You got that from Damien, huh?
let's be honest. This is the SEC. Them fools exhaust their eligibility. ain't nobody matriculating nowhere. Somebody exhausted eligibility. Neil, are you into the college game, SEC games?
Oh, I love the SEC.
Okay.
I love the
okay.
SEC. It's huge.
So SEC?
FCC.
Securities and
Exchange Commission. No, we stay away from that. We talk about that Southeastern.
I would think that, what, is ESPN going to be doing game day there?
And they're not doing game day. Oddly enough, they're doing it Stanford, Oregon.
Whoa.
Stanford, Oregon gets game day.
Stanford's whoa. A hot team.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it is a shock if you think about it. They always talk about, what, that East Coast bias?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But where's game day this weekend? Again, it's in Oregon and Stanford. But going back to my love, the SEC football, Alabama, Florida. Florida doesn't seem to be the team that it has been over the years. I think we can all agree with that.
What are they ranked right now?
They're ranked inside, I want to say they're either 5 or number 7 in the country this year. They're breaking in a new quarterback, Jeff Brantley.
Mm-hmm.
John Brantley has played some while Tebow was there, and people still need to recognize he was a Gatorade Player of the Year coming out of high school.
Wow.
So you're breaking him in. You have the injured running back, Jeff Demps. He's coming off a foot injury right now, but it looks like all things are pointing to him playing. But they got a new weapon, folks. And his last name is Burton. He's a African-American, matter of fact, playing at the quarterback position.
Now, he's not from the ATL, is he?
No. He's a Floridian. And he's the gentleman.
But isn't that kind of common on a college level, African-Americans playing quarterback?
Not at Florida.
Really?
Name the last Floridian that started a quarterback. You won't have to reach. You might talk about some of the guy plays, Gavin Dickey, but he left and went to play baseball.
Chris Leak.
Yeah, Chris Leak. So it's not common. But not unheard of. We'll say that. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll say that.
And much love to Chris Leak, too, because he did give them a national championship.
Where is he now?
He's now doing fundraising.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, baby. He is well loved. He'll always be welcome, I bet you, in Gainesville.
You're in the Voice America Sports Network.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. But going back to the game, they have a new, secret weapon at the quarterback position. He was he actually tied Tim Tebow's record. Or, in fact, he broke Tim Tebow's record for scoring five touchdowns in his first.
And you're taking Bama?
I'm taking Bama.
They're favored by 8 points, I'm looking here.
And they're playing again in Tuscaloosa. They still have the man, the myth, the legend that's leading them, Mr. Nick Saban.
What do you think has attributed to Bama's return to prominence?
Starting number one at the top, let's talk about him. Nick Saban, the infusion of Nick Saban. One, he already is coached in the SEC, LSU, mm-hmm. won a national championship there. So he was well-versed in recruiting and in that area in terms of being able to bring kids in. He also runs a pro-style defense.
Exactly. I was going to say
And he runs a pro-style offense.
But
so,
you led with defense.
He's more known for the defensive back. In fact, he's his own defensive back coach.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too.
He is their defensive back coach, and Roland was going to say that, too. And he's known for the very sophisticated
defensive system. You're saying he puts the shut and shut down corner?
Down. Put the S
Roland
in
Roland puts
it.
The shut and shut down corner?
Man of many talents around here. That is Roland. Hey, folks, we got to turn it here. Play the gridiron as we're talking about this SEC football here and football all around, all abound.
Who's in the SEC? Tell us.
Who's not in the SEC? No, I'm just kidding. You got the University of Georgia, University of Florida, University of Kentucky, University of Tennessee. You got South Carolina. You got Ole Miss. You got Mississippi State. You got Vanderbilt. Nah, that's kind of like that Northwestern. Ain't that right, D.A.?
He's going to text you.
In the SEC. So, I mean, they have a bevy of teams that are nationally ranked. And, you know, they seem to be able, as I was reading an article out of SI, they've been able to develop a lot of talent that is basically NFL ready, especially from the defensive standpoint. They're generally known for a very athletic, very thick, big defensive lineman who you really can infuse.
Now, are they recruiting from that area, from that, the region?
Exactly. They're able
red
to
red beans and rice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's fertile ground for football because, one, honestly, you have a large concentration of African-American
that never
still
left.
Reside
that never left.
That never left. The old vestiges of the South. That is still running rampant there. So they're able to recruit there. It's nice weather, generally year-round. And you have kids that don't want to generally leave that region. And so
they're not looking away? Look
no.
away?
They're not looking for
not
the,
letting them go.
They're not going for Polaris, that North Star. They're staying more in home. And you know what? The SEC benefits from it.
So you like the Saban coming in. What are a couple other ingredients that you think?
That and then he closed the door. Alabama is not necessarily a fertile ground, but they do turn out talent. And it's not a fertile ground from the standpoint of population of kids or people in general. So what you have there is that, one, he locked down the door. Two, got a higher concentration, I'm sorry, of African-American players. And three, he knows how to coach. And the goal
What's his graduation rate? I mean, is he graduating these kids?
I'm sure it's about as high as...
Does he even care?
No, he probably doesn't care about graduation. I'm not going to lie to you. The SEC could care less about football.
Winning football games.
Excuse me, about academics.
So if you're the athletic director, you got to make a... What are you looking for? Do you want a head coach that has some pro experience?
Well, I mean, it could be beneficial to you. Obviously, it's benefited certainly Alabama.
SC,
yes. But do you also look at other teams within, let's say, for instance, the SEC, and we'll branch out some, but let's say Mark Richt. Mark Richt was an offense coordinator. He's now the head coach at the University of Georgia. And although he's on the hot seat, as they would say, look at his record. He's like 90-30 out of 120 games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow.
So, and now he's on the hot seat. What does that tell you?
Football
is way too big in the South, and they want to win. If you want to, hey, folks, if we want people to be academians and we want to mix that with football, will we all be looking at the Patriot League? Now, wouldn't we? We all be looking at the Patriot League. And we
but
all
instead, you're looking. Now, when is the biggest cocktail party?
The world's largest cocktail party.
When is that?
It's always the second or the third Saturday in October. It's played in Jacksonville against the
cocktail party.
World's largest outdoor cocktail party is what it's called.
What is it?
Ole Miss?
It's University of Florida versus University of Georgia every year, Jacksonville.
Okay.
Oh, so they do
free drinks, open bar? What?
And you know this. And you know it.
We're getting some SEC
history, history, trivia, all that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. It is a must-on. Like I said, this Football Friday, and we're going to talk a little bit more about a little bit of college football. But before we go to break here, we're approaching getting close to 30 seconds or so. Got that big Stanford-Oregon game. Again, game day. Got Lee Corso.
Luck.
Got Luck coming on just the scene. We got who we got at Oregon? We got Thomas at quarterback. The new sophomore stepping in, doing the job, Oregon. Hey, folks, Planet Gridiron, we'll be back in a bit. Got to go pay some bills, as they say. Feel free.
Give us
a shout out at 888-346-9411. Planet Gridiron, Voice America.
School to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad, this stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Are Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams. Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk with their combined experience of 60 years in the woods. Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Voice America Sports, your show, Planet Gridiron Radio, with your host, Damian Anderson. Sitting in for Damian Anderson is David Lockhart.
Hey, hey, thank you guys, and welcome back. Roland, thanks once again for the very nice intro. The intro.
You like that? You want me to do it again?
You just slamming it, man. You know,
David Lockhart.
It's full of love.
I know. We just need a reverb on it. Lockhart, cock, cock.
You like hearing your name, huh?
Yeah. Hey, guys, hey, once again, like I said, listeners out there, we are back.
Somebody call Stevie.
Hey, let's move on over into the NFL. Big game this week, Washington versus Philadelphia Eagles. We have gotten an opportunity now to see the resurgence of the great Michael Vick. Thoughts, Mr. Neil Robbins, on Mr. Michael Vick?
Man, I've thought and theorized that Philly's been preparing for him for the last 2 years.
Okay.
You know, the way they kind of marketed him back. Mm-hmm. Tony Dungy getting involved. I think this was all almost premeditated.
It's all planned.
So you're saying this is not necessarily an organization that did this. You're saying the NFL wanted to welcome him back.
Oh, I think everybody was in on the media. Mm-hmm.
He sells tickets.
Yes.
Yeah.
So nothing about what his past, let me say, offends you that should prevent him from making a living.
Offends me? No. He paid his debt to society. Move on.
Yeah, I'm of the opinion of that. I believe that, hey, we always talk about it, America is about second chances.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you, the fact that he, and maybe it's because where I grew up, okay? I grew up in the South. I'm familiar with dogfighting, okay? Is it right? No. Morally, I think it's wrong as well.
Right,
I think
most people
would agree with that. But should a person be given 2 years in custody over dogfighting?
Well, you tell us. I mean, what are the statutes?
Clearly, Congress disagrees with me. Congress disagrees with me because he got sentenced under the federal sentencing guidelines that call for a sentence that what he received.
Was that the max?
He received a top end, what we call a guideline sentence. There's
right.
a certain range of sentences that are handed down based upon criminal history category.
Right.
Not to turn us into a legal show. But nonetheless, that was used for the purposes of sentencing him, and he was sentenced by a judge who actually was a dog lover. Okay, so
PETA.
He got PETA'd over.
But see, you know, that's
he got that.
But that's the interesting part of the whole thing. When you have an icon this big,
yeah,
you know, you got to get PETA. You got to get the ESPN and the media, and it's probably a 2 year process to do that second chance.
The transition him in.
Yes.
Okay, so now.
If I'm Johnny Lunchbucket, I mean, a second chance is a shorter time frame.
Sure, exactly.
But Nike might be involved. I mean,
sure.
It's just a big movement.
Well,
of
speaking
a lot
of that, you bring up a good point. Do you think he'll get any of those endorsements back?
Now, that's going to be interesting.
the way he's playing now, you know?
Yeah. I think time heals all wounds.
But this last setback he had was a setback, you know?
It wasn't a big splash.
You're talking about the shooting that occurred at the party?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, once again, a demonstration of poor judgment.
You're right.
But it's distance from him. You know, he's attenuated from it, meaning that he really had nothing to do with this. And therefore, for him to be brought under the negative specter, if you will, of what happened. I thought was a bit unfair. I understand why we had to cover it from a media standpoint, mm-hmm. but let's be fair to him as well.
Right, right.
But
right.
If you
I can see it now, though. I can see it. And all, those of you that are listening at Nike, I can see it. I can see it right now. Here's a nice ad campaign. We believe in second chances. What do you think, huh?
Absolutely.
What do you think?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Sell a lot of shoes.
I think so. But you know what? We have to think about, too, you know what? There's a resurgence of the sale of his jersey. Have you all heard how
and
much
that
orders?
That is a big barometer.
The orders
exactly.
are coming and flying
big
in.
Barometer.
They're flying in.
There you go.
And Dick's at one time said, you know what, we're not going to order it. We're going to discontinue it. And it was because nobody was purchasing it. It was the Atlanta jersey. Right. But now, look, since
it's all about money.
It is.
Well, you got to be careful with jerseys. Look what happened to LeBron's jersey. When they, you know, I would pull my jersey. It's like, we don't want to burn it. We don't want to have dogs eating and gnawing on my jersey.
Think about this, too, though.
I don't think they will, though. I think you sell a Philadelphia jersey right now and people will wear it.
In all fairness, though, you're not going to sell his jersey, but you can sell Big Ben's.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody ever thought about that? You know. Now, granted, he hasn't been convicted of anything, but in the court of public opinion, he has been convicted.
Which gets back to the point. I mean, what about Donovan? This is going to be a huge
game. Yes. What do you all think about Donovan coming back to Philadelphia? How's he going to be received?
That's a good question because I've always thought with his professionalism, you know, he's been real professional.
Absolutely.
And said all the right things. Are the Philly fans?
No. No.
No. Is the thug in him coming out?
Oh, yeah.
A Philly fan is going to be Philly fan.
All the time.
I mean, these are the same folks that boo
Santa Claus,
Beyonce.
And Beyonce.
Santa Claus, yeah.
And Beyonce. Okay. But think about it this way. In all fairness to Donovan, he didn't want to leave. He didn't ask to get traded. And not only that, he didn't ask to get traded.
And he handled it all professionally.
Being extremely, extremely professional.
Well, he got a job.
But you know what I was listening to about this situation with how smart Andy Reid was? He knew that, first of all, if we're going to do something, we're going to make a move. One, we know Cobb is the future, okay? But he also had Vic in his system for at least a year. So he saw.
He's a smart guy. That's because he's from NAU.
He did coach there, didn't he? Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But I mean, but think about this. He had him for a year. He went. He saw Michael Vick knocking the rust off.
So is Shanahan.
And you know what? It's someone else, too, is up in that area, too. But nonetheless, wow. Tuba player, be quiet. Huh? Right.
All the NAU
shout out Lumberjacks. Okay. Going back to Vic's resurgence, I'm saying, you know that Andy Reid saw that he could do some things with him and he could be creative with him. But I don't think it would have gone over well with pulling your starting quarterback for the past 10 years constantly to give some plays to Vic. So it may have played into the trade. You know, any thoughts on that? Do you think that potentially could
have been? Well, he was smart, you know, nice political move, you know, don't ruffle any feathers, unlike here in Arizona, you know. Yeah. I mean, they were just blatant with Matt, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Get gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I'd like to see the statistic on how many starting quarterbacks go down, and it's more frequent with as physical the game is now.
Yeah. Yeah,
that you almost need two quarterbacks.
Like you need two running backs?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I actually like the two running back system. I think it tends to prolong careers. You know, I could be wrong with that, but you would just tend to think if you're going to have 400 carries throughout a year, you divvy that up as opposed to giving it
to quarterbacks, you know, later in life, you know, like boxers, they're punch drunk, you know, and they can't think straight. Are quarterbacks that way? Do you know?
I know they are. Johnny Unitas, I know he played golf. His grip was so bad or poor that he actually had to use a strap to assist him in wrapping his fingers around the golf club to assist him in swinging.
Well, and then Ron Wolfley talking the other day about Trent Edwards, the quarterback for the Bills.
Yeah, the one who just got released.
Got released. Yeah.
I mean, they're saying he's really.
They said
how long's he been in?
Well, he just got released. He's been out of college for approximately 3 to 4 years.
Oh, really?
Okay? And they said his demise, if you will, at Buffalo was from the hit from Adrian Wilson when he played against the Cardinals.
Yes.
Buffalo fans truly believe that and believe the descent, if you will, is directly related to
that
talent.
That's sad.
But you know what? He's on the street right now. Do you think the Cardinals should show some interest in perhaps bringing a Trent Edwards in?
Do they have to lose?
I think they should. Because
will he work cheap?
He definitely is going to work cheap now because
what's he worth?
He's a veteran now, so that means that when they released him and he was on opening day roster, that salary he had with Buffalo is guaranteed. So he's going to be able to double dip. So that means the Cardinals, or anybody for that matter, could go ahead and sign him for a league minimum.
Yeah.
For a veteran league minimum.
What do you think of now, not to go on too much of a tangent, but the Steelers, their whole philosophy is defense, which you talked about a little bit when we were on the SEC segment, but now they don't really necessarily need a great quarterback. They want to run the football and stop people.
That's very obvious from what they've done, because you had Dennis Dixon, who was supposed to be your starter, and he basically was almost a caretaker, athletic caretaker at quarterback.
When does Ben come back?
Ben comes back after this week, and it's going to be perfect because he comes back after a bye. So they, being the
they
Steelers,
get to work him in and
Steelers, right.
Get him ready to go.
Absolutely. The Steelers get to easily transition him back into the fold.
Do they need him?
Obviously not. Well, no, I'm just kidding. For the long run, you're going to need Ben Roethlisberger. Absolutely.
And the long run is that trip to the Super Bowl.
And that should be the goal, and is the goal of everybody. So you would believe that they are at some point going to need Ben Roethlisberger. So we're going to need to work him back into the fold. But at this point, with the defense.
Well, wait a minute. Do you just bring Ben back? Do you just bring him back, put him back in the game, plug him in, and this guy's playing good? And
yes.
What do you do with him? And what do you do with the guy? You sit him on the bench, you make him second,
Charlie
trade
Batch
him?
Is your fourth-string quarterback. He is
okay, huh?
He's a fourth-team quarterback, okay? And he would not be there, perhaps, if Ben Roethlisberger had been eligible to play at the beginning of the year.
And so, the Oregon kid.
So now what happens? They trade him?
Well,
put him up?
You're going to have to do that, or you're going to have to IR him, or you're going to have to put – somebody's going to have to go. I don't see them carrying
four. But who wants a 57-year-old quarterback?
Well, actually, Pittsburgh does. Moving on, how about let's bring it home with a little bit of local flavor here. These Arizona Cardinals, we're now 3 weeks in. Okay?
Yes,
they lost that game last week. They lost
that
game.
That is a hater.
No, wait. Did they fire that kicker?
You're not going to no.
They didn't
no.
fire.
You're not going to fire Sebastian Janikowski.
Why?
He had been over 90% in his career from that distance. Unfortunately, he missed that kick.
Plus, of all the kickers in the NFL, he looks like a football player, doesn't he?
He does look like him. When he's not raping and GHBing and all that kind of stuff.
Man.
He finds some time.
That guy blew it three times.
He finds time to somehow put the ball up through the uprights. But seriously, though, let's talk about the Cardinals because, hey, the big thing, folks, and feel free, call in. 888-346-9411, Planet Gridiron, Voice America here. David Lockhart standing in for your host. We miss him and love him, Mr. Damian Anderson.
The man.
But going back, we got the Cardinals, and you know, you're looking at the body of work. I'm not gonna lie. I've always said from the beginning, I'm sticking by my guns. I don't necessarily like Derek Anderson. Okay, I've said that from the very beginning.
I'm kind of with you on that.
Okay, why though, Roland? Why is it that you don't care for Derek Anderson?
I don't know. Maybe because you don't like him. He doesn't have that pizzazz, that snap, you know. I don't know plays. I don't know football. I watch football. I like football, but sure. when I can see when he throws the ball that the receiver has run his route or he may be in a vulnerable position. I may be going back to where he got where
that was Leinart that did that.
Yeah, I know that, but you know, they're not crisp. It's not crisp, you know, and. Who's catching? Is it number 15, Breston?
Who's
doing
Breston.
all the catching? You know, where's Larry? You know, is
yeah,
it timing? They're professionals. Is it timing? Is it timing that Larry's not catching the ball or Anderson's not getting him the ball?
Well, I think what's happening with Larry. First of all, he's injured and he's playing his way back in. That's the first thing. And second, we're missing Anquan Boldin. And if you didn't watch how Anquan Boldin performed. Yeah.
Okay, so where did Anquan fit into this offense?
You know why you have a great number one in Larry Fitzgerald? Because you have a great number two. And people need to understand that. It works together in tandem. The reason why you have those ones that are able to be good ones is because you do have a two. You can go right down to Carolina right now. Steve Smith, he still plays well. He still plays at a high level. The problem is he doesn't have Musim Muhammad anymore. And you need those combinations of receivers because Larry Fitzgerald, we're just going to double you down and sometimes triple you because we know we can cover your number two.
That's like a little Jordan Pippen.
Absolutely.
So you're saying that Breston isn't that number two that they need?
He's ascending, but he's more, in my opinion, a three than he is a two. And then we have another issue with him in light of the fact that he has a torn meniscus and he's going to be out for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, and they just signed that Henry Jones to come up, number 17, come up and play.
You got Henry Jones coming up to fill that void. But it's a reason why he was where he was at the beginning of the season. Hey, folks, we got to go pay some bills. We got a break coming on. Planet Gridiron, Voice America. Feel free, call us, 888-346-9411.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill.
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Looking for a top show about horse racing and handicapping? Looking to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies website, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for listening. Winning Ponies with Ed Meyer is live Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network. Get ready to go inside the minds and behind the scenes with the top professional athletes, celebrities, and music entertainers. It's a sports show like no other. Keeping it real. Keeping it real with former NFL wide receiver Jairus McIntyre is real talk with in-depth interviews, topical discussions, and a whole lot of comedy. You'll hear from the entertainers, the athletes, and the fans. Keeping it real. Keeping it real with Jairus McIntyre is broadcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time. On the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Oh, we're back here on Planet Gridiron Sports here with your host, Damian Anderson. Sitting in for Damian is David Lockhart.
Hey, welcome back, Voice America, Planet Gridiron. And on the line with us is a faithful caller.
Jay Wags.
Jay Wags. Give us some love, Wags, from the Carolina.
What's up?
What's up?
Wags, tell me, what's cracking lacking down in there in them liners?
All I know is the Panthers are looking worse and worse every time I take a look at them.
Hey, so do you like the move? What's the vibe down there in Carolina regarding Clausen now taking over the reins?
I think it's a good move, but the thing is, you got to give him time to adjust.
Yeah, and it looks like he's going to get the time, but it might not be with Fox at the helm. What do you think on that?
I'm not really sure who should be in there, but they need to make some right decisions and make them quick before fans start bailing on them.
They didn't start bailing yet?
Yeah, I was about to say, haven't they given up hope yet, or do you think that
I think a lot of fans have.
Y'all not going to rise like a phoenix?
who are they playing this week? New Orleans?
Yeah, they got New Orleans.
I tell you what, man, you know what? We usually close out, but why don't we reverse? We got Wags on the line. Why don't we go ahead and go through some picks right
now?
Tell
him to call back. No, I'm kidding, Jay.
Hey, Wags. Hey, man, we're going to all do it. We're a little prognosticating here. What you got? Detroit versus Baltimore.
No,
Green Bay.
That's Green Bay. My apologies. Yeah, I'm looking at the wrong thing. It's Detroit versus Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
You got Green Bay.
I'm going to have my mom kill me.
Yeah, all right. You like that pick.
Hey, how about let's go with San Francisco versus Atlanta. That has some impact on the NFC South.
I think I'm going with your home area there, brother.
Okay.
ATL.
Going with the ATL. All right, Jets, Buffalo Bills, or is that a bye week? Buffalo buys.
That's going to be Jets.
Okay, Jets. And Cincinnati, Cleveland.
Cincinnati.
You got the Natty.
You think so?
Yeah, I got to go with the Natty myself there over there. Let's go Seattle, St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Okay. Hey, Roll, what you got on that one? Seattle, St. Louis.
I'm going to take St. Louis.
Okay.
What are the numbers? What do the numbers say?
I don't know. Neil, you got any idea what that is?
Seattle by one at St. Louis.
It's in St. Louis. So what you thinking, Neil, on that one?
Man, that's I think Seattle.
Okay, I actually am going to go with St. Louis. Because I think Seattle's been doing some things with smoke and mirrors. What you think,
exactly.
That Wax?
St. Louis all the way, bro.
But okay. Who's that running back that the Lou have? He's got a little neck issue, doesn't he?
No, he has a strain growing. You're talking about Steven Jackson.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with Baltimore-Pittsburgh.
Baltimore.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Oh, come on now.
You got the Pittsburgh.
Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Who you got there, Neil?
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Are you going with the Steelers?
Yes.
You know what? I think.
You got to go with the Ravens now.
I think I'm going with the Ravens. I think I'm going with
After
the Ravens.
After all that you said about Anquan, you gave him a lot of love.
I gave him a lot of love. I just feel
he's
it.
He's balling, man. He's having a good year over
Three
there.
Touchdowns last week?
Yes, sir, and 140 yards receiving. How about that Houston-Oakland, them Raiders?
I'm going to take Houston.
All right, Wags, what you got, bro?
Houston over Oakland.
Okay, you got that Arian Foster vibe now?
Houston's
I
a Arian.
Who said Arian? Going the right direction
Arian.
Now.
Well, I can understand
his name
pick.
Is Arian.
Arian Foster. Arian.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
Just your brother?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Neil, who you got, buddy?
I mean, you know what? Houston, out of nowhere. It's early, but they're in first place sharing
that's
it.
That's because they got Leinart.
No. Exactly. I'm going with Houston, too, man. Hey, one of my favorite teams, I'm going to give a shout. Indiana, Jacksonville. I got to go with Indiana.
Yeah,
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Got to go with Nap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Naptown. Wax, who you got? Naptown.
Indianapolis, man.
Hands down.
Hands down.
Okay. Give me that breakdown. Washington, Philly, and give me a little bit of analysis, bro.
McNabb is going to make Philly pay.
Uh-oh.
You think so?
You really?
He's got to have the weapons. You got to have the artillery to go to war.
All he got is, he got a pop gun going into Vietnam over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
That's what he wants everybody to believe.
Oh, like he's got that much control.
So, Wags, you got actually McNabb going into Philly and just handling his business?
Yes, I do.
So he's going to be in a smock.
It's
he's going to
be close. I think it's going to end up being a close game, but I think it's going to be about a field goal difference, and Washington's going to win.
Okay. Is he going to be surgical, Wags?
I think he's going to be dominant.
Okay.
All right. That's your
seen,
pick.
Man.
That's your pick.
Hey, man, give us some love out here. Arizona versus San Diego. Game is in San Diego.
Ooh.
I'd be crazy with all y'all right there. In
oh,
Arizona.
No. Don't even.
Arizona.
Don't even. Wait till you hear my pick.
I was about to say, you need to hear mine, but I've been out here 22 years, and I want to see the Cards do well, but I can't call it. I got to go with San Diego.
I'm calling an upset, but Arizona.
All right. Neil, who you got?
I got to go with Arizona, man. You know that last week you need those kinds of wins. They played bad, and
but
they should have lost. But it does. I mean, it's like it builds swagger. You know,
you think
I mean,
so?
he's talking
so?
About they got swag now.
They got the W, and that's all they're thinking about is the W. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Now we got two more. We're gonna close them out with Chicago. New York Giants, and that's going to be
my
play.
Bears.
That's going to be in New York.
Ooh.
What you got, Wax?
The G-Men all the way.
The G-Men after that horrible, undisciplined performance that you saw last week, you still going with the Giants?
Giants.
I got to go with Antrell Rose's team. I got to go with the Giants.
You going with Giants?
I'm going
to be honest. I don't think Chicago is as good as that 3-0 record, but I think they're better than the Giants. And so I'm going with Chicago. And
I am, too. Yes. That's my man.
Just being a homie. Just being a homer.
You know what, to go with Chicago. They got to have Pepper start doing something.
Where you
something.
At, the airport?
Yeah. Well, now Pepper.
Where are you going?
He's at the executive terminal.
I beg to differ with you a little bit, Wags.
You don't say airport with Wags. It's the executive terminal.
Okay, let's close it out, and then we'll cut you loose, Wags. Let's go. Monday Night Football. Dun, 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 dun. New England versus Miami.
Let's go Dolphins.
You got the
who
Dolphins.
You got
the, he go with
Dolphins.
Dolphins and Chad Henne.
I got, Dansby and the Dolphins.
Okay.
What do you think is the game of the week, man?
The game of the week is going to be Washington-Philly, but on the last closeout, Neil, I'm going to let you give a shout. New England-Miami, who you got?
Oh, I'm going to go with Las Vegas in this one. I'm going to say the Patriots.
Okay, I'm going to pick the Patois as well.
Yes.
Patois.
Speaking
honestly,
French.
I think one player is going to have an impact on that game, and it's highly overlooked a lot of times. But Ricky Williams could be the difference in that game.
Ricky the Blunt Williams?
Well, that's going to be. I will say
Weevil
this.
Weevil boy Ricky Williams is the one who makes the difference.
Hey, Wags, man. Hey, thanks, man. Nice shout out from you, man. And
hey, no problem. Y'all take it easy. Have a great weekend.
All right. Give us a holler next week, buddy.
All right.
Peace. That's Wags from the lineup giving us a shout out. Anyone else, chime on in. 888-346-9411. Planet Gridiron, Voice America. So, Ro, LeBron James, let's put a little spin. You know what? We're talking about basketball. Pre-season basketball.
Yes.
And you know what? Was the decision good for the NBA? Will we really be talking about basketball right now but for the decision and LeBron would have stayed in Cleveland?
I don't think so.
Me either.
I don't think so.
So was it then the right decision for the NBA?
It's marketing. It's marketing.
So all those guys, you remember all the negativity, all the decision, that was a bad idea. Granted, he raised $3 million also for the underprivileged. It turns out it looks like right now, hey, it was a good decision, Neil.
Well, I mean, I think when you look at the big leagues, you know, the Major League Baseball, the NFL, you got to give the NBA credit for having a huge off-season
splash.
Because that's the thing now.
Yeah.
You've got to have as important and as relevant
you gotta,
an off-season.
You got to stay branding, stay in front of them.
And you got to give Stern and the whole NBA a lot of credit.
Oh, do we? Who we got?
Hey, welcome, caller.
Hey, this is Tommy from the Who Dat Nation.
Oh, Thomas, hey.
He got it from that Nowlands.
What's on your mind, brother?
I've been listening to you guys' show, man. I really love it. You guys are funny.
You sound more like you from Texas.
Nah, man, I'm from Who Dat Nation down here in N.O.
You from that boot. Hey, Tommy, go ahead. Give us a shout-out.
But you guys got to know who the best football player in the NFL is. Do you guys know who it is?
I'm interested in it. From the boot, Tommy, tell us, who is it?
Just try and guess who it is.
Does he like redfish?
Just try and guess who it is. First
you know what?
Reggie Bush.
Breezy. He's getting breezy. I think he's getting breezy on it.
Who you got?
Michael Vick, hands down. He's going to be a
explosive
this year. He is coordinated. He knows how to throw the ball well. He has reformed from his playing his young kids' days. He knows how to distribute the ball to his receiver. That DeSean Jackson is amazing.
I'm getting an echo.
And he is amazing. I just want to thank you guys for having Who Dat Nation on, and good luck this year in everything that you guys have going on the show.
Hey, Tommy, hey, we thank you so much for giving us a call.
Call us back.
Man. Call us back. 12-1, that is, on the Voice of America, Planet Gridiron.
Well, what do you think? Michael Vick, do you think Michael Vick
He may be one of the most exciting players in the NFL. Uh-huh. Is he the best player in the NFL? It's always debatable. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. If you said the best player, in my mind, I'm leaning toward Peyton Manning or Drew Brees. That's what I'm leaning toward.
Why?
Well, I mean, one, they play the
athletic.
Most
athletic.
Well, not,
athleticism.
They're not the best in terms of an athlete. But, hey, folks, before we go pick up that topic, hold it, keep it there. Planet Gridiron, Voice America. It's your host, at least for the day, David Lockhart, in for Mr. Damian Anderson.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm
bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
Is.
Hey, football fans, are you ready for an intelligent discussion about the Buffalo Bills and the National Football League? Are you tired of listening to talk show hosts that have never played football? Instead of answering your questions, they prefer to listen to themselves. And when they don't like what you're saying, they just cut you off. Well, that won't happen on the Jeff Nixon Sports Report. Keep it clean, stay relatively calm and rational, and the discussion will flow well. Join Jeff Nixon Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Network.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on. It will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
And we're back here on Planet Gridiron Radio with your host, Damian Anderson. Sitting in for Damian Anderson is David Lockhart.
Once again, thanks, guys, for returning with this last segment here. We were kind of, well, why did we leave off, bro?
Hey, Mike, look who it is. Mr. Bowie.
Mr. Bowie, giving us a shout out.
Come on in. Come on in, Superman.
Hey, man, looks like we got another caller here. We got Dave from Chicago.
All right, put him on.
How you guys doing down there playing gridiron?
Hey, Dave, how are you?
We're doing just great. Lovely, Dave. How about you?
I just got to talk about that Michael Vick fan. He is an idiot.
You think so?
Julius Peppers is the best. Brian Urlacher is the best. Did you see that defense playing on Sunday night? Did you see the game on Monday night? They are going to win the Super Bowl. They're the best. Cutler is awesome. Mike Martz, God, man. It is awesome to be a Chicago Bears fan right now.
You from the Chi?
Palos Heights.
Two words for you. Jay Cutler. That's why you ain't going nowhere in the championship, okay?
Well, that's the reason you're a co-host and you're not the host of the show, because you don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Lockhart.
You know what?
Dave, that's you got a caller.
Opinions
are
like, you know what? We all got them. But,
hey, Dave from Chi-Town, what time does your show air?
Silence.
Yeah,
did you hear crickets?
Crickets. Oh. You know, we're friends of everyone, but you got to be like that, bro.
I'm just trying to say the Bears are for real, and you guys.
You think so?
I mean,
you think
I
so?
I love the show.
What's your record? What's your record? What's your record? What's your record?
What do you mean?
What's the Bears'
Bears
record?
Undefeated.
Huh?
Bears are undefeated.
And do you think they're going to stay that way the whole season?
They
only played three games.
Right now.
They only played three games.
Amazing.
You can't judge a team on three games.
Well, and last time I checked, you go play the band somewhere. Go play an instrument. Go play an instrument. You don't know what you're talking about.
I do, too. Urlacher. What about Urlacher? He's injured.
He is a monster of the Midwest.
No. Where was he last week? Did he show up last week?
Yeah.
Was he in the stadium?
We'll give him this much credit.
Fumble.
He caused a fumble.
That was the
one fumble the whole game.
I just need you guys to say the Bears real deal in the NFL right now.
We're in Arizona, buddy.
Yeah, but this is a national show, bro. Like I said, bro, you don't know what you're talking about.
It's global. You want
to
talk about some cycling?
Stick to the trombone or all the little fancy instruments that you play. This is a football show, right, Dave?
That's right. It's football first.
The band plays at the football games. What's that?
When was the last NFL game you were at, they had a band play at it? I go to a Bears game every week, and I don't see a band playing that.
They got a band in Oakland. They got a band in Washington.
Washington, I know they got one in Washington D.C. Yep. I know,
and they got a drum line.
They got a drum line here
in Arizona. They got a drum line.
Nick Cannon?
About that, because no real fans know about that.
Oh, if you're a real fan, you know about the band at the game.
Hey, man, let's get hey, Dave, man, thanks so much for calling in. Keep
You guys are doing a great job. I love you guys. Got a lot of energy. It's fun. Playing Gridiron rocks, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Dave. Call back now. Mr. Tony Bowie, we'd like to welcome into the fold. How you doing,
How's that
sir?
Campaign going,
I'm
buddy?
Rolling, baby. The campaign is over. I'm free. The monkey is off my back.
Did you win?
Man, I lost.
And no, you
oh,
know
that's
what?
All right. Try again.
You win in so many different ways. Yeah. You win, loss. Yeah. I mean, it's all a relative
time. I had a great time. Had
run
great
for
time.
Something else.
Nope. I'm running home. That's what I'm running.
You run for something else. Run
to take
for
care. Time to take care of some children. Yeah. Hey, man, you know, you've been welcomed into the Voice of America Nation. How's that end of the bench treating you on?
Man, end of the bench is rolling, baby.
Every
week
it
we got it good. Every Friday at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Okay,
all right.
Shout out Voice America. We have Tony Bowie show. Again, end of the bench. You all make sure y'all call in and give that man some love and
support. What are
some
of the things you touch on your show?
Yeah, every week we talk about, you know, obviously normal or typical NFL topics, but
what would be a typical NFL topic?
Well, the Michael Vick situation.
Okay,
yeah, you know,
all
right. We talked about that today, and Donovan going back, and now Vick being there, and should you cheer or jeer Michael Vick? You know, I think everybody should believe in, you know, second chance and redemption. And he's served his penalty, his time, and even if you
really
don't
believe that,
even if you don't like the
you
guy,
can't bring those dogs back, Tony.
Nah, I know you can't, but hey,
can't take the cruelty away from them.
Excuse me, Peter.
He served his time.
The Peter chairman over there. Would you at least give a man a break?
He served his time. He lost $100 million in 2 years of his
but
life.
But does $100 million pay for the spilled blood?
Of how many dogs?
Of how many, exactly. It only takes one.
You know what, though? Every Friday is entitled to a second chance.
Yeah.
I believe that. Firmly believe that. And he gets his second chance. And he's now running and trying to make the most of it. And why should we interfere and impede that?
I agree.
Only in America. Only in America. Tony, don't you all also put a political spin, or is there any topics that you speak of outside of the genre of sports?
Yeah, there's been so much going on in athletics that we haven't even touched politics. We've really talked about the NFL and all the things that are going on, the CBA, the 18-game deal that's going
on. How's that
going?
You got a contract deal coming up where the lockout or something, does it look like it's going to happen?
I hope not, please.
It's all in place for it to happen. The owners are have made strides, you know, so it looks like to lock players out. There's really no negotiations that are going on right now.
Do you really think it's going to happen?
I hope not.
But no, really, what do you think? You think it's going to happen?
I think it's too much money. I want to say
I do too. I don't think it's going to happen.
The ratings have been so incredibly high. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They're trying to get their football field before it goes
away. Unbelievable. I think it'll be short lived if it does.
Tony, but if I understand this correctly, what they're saying there from an owner standpoint is they're saying, okay, look, we want you all to give back, you being the player, but we want to expand or grow the pot, and that in turn will lead to what's more in your paycheck as opposed to what we have right now.
There are a lot of smaller issues, underlying issues that go along with what they're trying to do. They're saying give back because the agreement that they agreed to in 06, they now say is not equitable for them.
Okay.
But, and they're saying give back more than $1 billion that we already give. We lop off $1 billion off the top, and then we divide it. Mm. And so as players, we're saying, well, you know, that deal that you negotiated with Gene Upshaw a long time ago, with Tagliabue and Upshaw, they were really good friends. So they did that thing together.
A little bit of collusion,
and
maybe?
So what we're saying is, look, if we want to redo this deal, then let's put back in $1 billion.
I wouldn't redo the deal. If you don't like it, don't play.
The owners
there are 100 kids out there that'll play. Thousands.
The owners are the ones that are going to lock us out. The owners said we don't like it.
Right, because they're saying as players we're not going to strike. So in order for there not to occur, if you're not going to strike, it has to be a lockout.
It has to be a lockout.
Okay.
Because I tell you what, if I'm the executive director, on the first day of training camp or next year, I'm telling my players to go in the parking lot and go knock on the door. They won't let you in. That's a lockout.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But now aren't the players going for like an antitrust?
Well, they have to decertify the union in order for that to happen.
They got three teams that are already
the union.
Yeah, the Saints.
The Saints, the Vikings, the Bears, the Patriots have all
agreed.
Already did a 100% unanimous vote
to for decertification.
Decertify if it comes down to that.
Okay.
Every team will do it.
No, what happens is when you disband and you don't have the unions, then you can get into the suing with the antitrust.
I deserve to play, right?
Antitrust deals.
Yeah, antitrust.
The draft goes away because the draft is nothing but collusion, right? Think about it. The first pick, whatever team it is, says, I pick him, nobody else can talk to him.
Right.
Tell it, Huey.
That can't happen if you decertify. You can't do that.
Oh man,
the draft goes away.
Well, I mean that has some negative implications as well. Because if I'm as an owner, there is going to be collusion from that, and then nobody take anybody. Then that opens up another bag, or if you will. So I mean,
parody, you blackball all that stuff. Yeah. But on the player's perspective, it gives that player a lot more
leverage
because I can go to here and say, okay, give me this. I can go over there and say, give me this. And you can negotiate.
I don't think the owners would do that. And that's where the antitrust comes into play now.
Yeah,
because
they want to keep it.
It's just like the Plan B free agent. Remember when that happened? Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all have free agency. You have Freeman McNeil was getting ready to go out and go make his money. And nobody made an offer.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, hey,
Do you think there's going to be more of what like the Heat did in the NFL? I mean, LeBron.
That is going to be very difficult because the number of bodies, for one, is going to do that. And not only that, their cap works differently. And they got another issue, too, because NBA is getting ready to lock out. Because they can show that they're losing huge amounts of money.
They need a hard cap.
They need a hard cap.
NBA.
They do.
They need a hard cap.
And then they need to shorten the length of the contracts and the maximums that they're giving. Because people who are getting maximum deals in the NBA who have in the past gotten them, they're not max players. A la Joe Johnson. I like Joe Johnson, but he's not a max player. He got another max deal.
I agree. It just depends on what year you're a free agent.
Right.
And you may.
Just all luck?
Yeah.
Is it luck?
Timing is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those contracts
are guaranteed.
Guaranteed. NBA.
Correct.
Wow.
You can not show up, say, I quit, and you still got to give me the money.
Yep.
I wonder what folks, Dave from Chi-Town say. Huh?
Dave's be talking about them Bulls. Them Bulls be bad. Hey, folks, man, once again, wonderful Friday to you. We're closing down the show. Planet Gridiron, Voice America, with your boy, Dave Lockhart, sitting in for the man, the myth, the legend, Damian Anderson. Much love and thanks to our in-studio guest, Mr. Neil Robbins.
And thanks, Dave.
The one, the only, trombone-playing Renaissance man.
I don't even play trombone.
Renaissance man, violin, viola. The heartbreaker shaker, Mr. Roland Hills.
And Mr. Tony Bowie.
Oh, I can't leave out that. The politician, the statesman. All world. You can catch him at 10 o'clock at the end of the bench, Mr. Tony Bowie. Much love. Great weekend, folks. See y'all next Friday. See you when we see you.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.